Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to Sophisticated Ignorance. I am Naima Simone.
And I am Steven, and we have two special guests in with us today for his second appearance, my homeboy Antoine.
Hello, everyone. I am here.
He's my favorite person ever. Oh. Then I have my other favorite person here, Catherine.
Hi.
So today's show is Venus versus Mars. So it's going to be like, basically, I kind of want to say boys against girls. So I'm excited to hear this. Excited. So
it's about to get real.
Yeah, I just want to reintroduce yourself again because your episode was a little while back.
Hello, my name is Antoine Bennett. I am a photographer. I'm an overall good person. And I'm here to talk about why men and women should get along a bit better.
Kat, let them know who you be, mama.
Well, I'm Kat Ducasse. I'm a makeup artist, and this is my first appearance on the show, and I'm excited for this.
So we're about to be lit right now. So first things first, coming events.
I think the biggest thing in news right now is the whole Trump Muslim ban, and then the protest that was happening.
That was crazy. Over.
Yeah,
that was
crazy. Shut down JFK.
It was, I saw like a clip of it when they first started gathering or whatever the case may be. And I was like, okay, that's a nice crowd. That's big. But by the time I got home, 9 o'clock last night, I was like, holy shit, no one's flying in or out.
Right.
Yeah, and they were stopping people. The police was stopping people, I think, on the air train from letting people go to the JFK. So there was even a larger number of people that didn't even get a chance to go through.
My thing is, you know, if you know they protesting, why you even try to catch your flight anyway?
What happened if you already had your flight booked?
That's fine, but you know they protesting. You know damn well they're not about to let you through.
Hey.
That's why. That's why you should get insurance.
On your stuff. I never get insurance.
This is a fine time to start doing that.
Definitely. Especially being that I'm flying out next month.
Right, and I gotta fly out next month too, so... Yeah, I don't think I'm going to get that insurance like my client recommended.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to do that.
It's a weird time, though. All this Donald Trump stuff is weird.
Like a fucking Matrix.
Not even like a Matrix. It's just like, it's just so funny because people would just say like, oh, they feel like Obama's not doing anything. And then as Trump gets in there and it's just like he's doing everything he wants. And it's just like a weird dynamic to like, see like the juxtaposition. It's just weird.
It's only been 8 days.
Exactly. And he's already flexing on a major level.
And I think a lot of people thought that he was going to be there for the working class, considering, you know, I guess he kind of like started from humble beginnings, maybe allegedly. I know what school he went to. We went to the same university. So I know he that humble over there. And I don't know, I think it just felt like because he was a good businessman, he was going to help bring more jobs in and help everybody with that. And I kind of feel like that's why people, another reason why people voted for him. But then you got to look at who he put as his people with him in office. These are all rich people. They're part of the 1%. Like, they're not really trying to look out for you. They're trying to make sure they maintain their kind of money.
I mean, if I was as rich as he was, most of my friends would be in the 1% too.
Yeah, other people will have to understand that. He put them in there to make sure they can have their money. The 1% can maintain their money. They're not really looking out for you. They have, I forgot his name. I always forget people's name. But, he pretty much owns a business, and he said that he'd rather replace the workers with robots because it's cheaper and you gotta worry about them calling out sick or whatever the case may be. So when you have somebody with that kind of mentality working with, you know, the new president, the fuck you expect? Like, I think people are shocked. I'm a little shocked. I'm like, dang, I didn't think it was gonna get this bad this fast.
I didn't even think he was actually gonna win.
I don't think nobody.
I was looking at the elections like, no. How?
I went to bed. I was like, I'm tired.
Is it bad? I don't care.
It's not.
I don't care. Like, I don't care who is the president. I never care who's the president because I don't think it really matters.
I see it.
I'm sure he's the front, like he's the face of all this stuff coming out now. But
that's what I. That's what
he's
I told a lot of people.
Just pretty much just reciting, you know, the script that's given to him from the people who really want this stuff done. So therefore, I don't know. I'm not impressed with like politicians.
I don't think you're just pawns anyway. I don't think you have to be impressed. I don't think you really have to care if you don't care, but the shit is happening around you, regardless of what. Until it really affects people personally, they're really not going to give a fuck, which is mostly how people care in general in regular life. So until it affects them, they don't care.
Yeah, and I have friends from most of those countries that's on that list. And it's just like, you know, it's a horrible time for them. It's definitely a horrible time for them because it's like this level of uncertainty where it's just like you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah, so. Even for like the NBA players, they trying to figure out if they go and play in Toronto, if they're going to be allowed back into the country. And they're fucking $1 million players. And you got to tell them, nah, you can't come back home.
Rip. Now shit is real now, right? Now all of a sudden you better give a fuck.
Yeah.
But you know, such is life. Anyway, on a brighter note,
I hope basketball games get canceled. All right, go ahead.
Hey, I knew. I liked you for
because
a reason.
Why? You know what it is? I want it to get that real where it interrupts the things that remain constant, like the football games, the basketball games, and stuff like that. I want it to get to that level so people really like, what the hell is going on?
Right? Because I feel like right now, because
the majority,
y'all don't care.
Yeah, the majority. No, I don't care about the president. I care about people. But I don't care about, like, politics.
Oh, yeah, in that case, yeah.
Yeah, but it's just, like, if you can't see one of your favorite performers on television do something because there's a ban that came through the presidency, I think that would be so ill because then it's like, oh, we're getting to that group of people who are just, like, not giving a fuck about anything in life but really just want to watch the game. Mm-hmm. I think that would be so ill.
I would sit back and kind of laugh a little bit.
So ill, oh my god!
I'll be upset.
I like watching basketball. I'll be so hype. I'll be like, oh my god, he's not there because the president's nuts. Nobody's safe.
Ever. The World Star founder.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, nice way of putting at it.
All right.
The person who does World Star, he dead.
He died.
He died it.
He died it.
He died it.
I believe it was from natural causes too.
How old?
Natural causes.
How old was he?
He was only 43.
What natural
causes? He died of a heart attack.
A heart attack?
He did?
Yeah.
That would be the only thing natural.
Why am I just hearing? Where have I been?
I mean, honestly, it's just like it's World Star. Does anybody go on World Star?
Me.
You do?
It happened last week.
Your respect.
It happened last week. The early part of last week.
Yeah, early part of last week.
So that's why people really don't remember. I mean, you got niggas not being able to fly out. That kind of overshadowed it.
Oh my god.
Nah, but it's like Q from World Star died. Alright.
I didn't even know what he was like. I didn't know it was a person that actually.
I knew about Q from World Star. Like, I knew of him, but I didn't know who he was.
I wasn't familiar with him at all.
Well, World Star is horrible, so I'm just like. Right.
I get lost in the.
I just think, like, World Star was. Whether it was good or bad, World Star did have like an impact on culture.
Yeah.
Like, for a long time, people were referring to World Star.
Right before a fight happened, World Star scrapping.
Seriously.
I haven't been on World Star since like 07.
I almost was on World Star.
You almost was on World Star?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. For what?
People be wilding on the train. I don't have time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you was about to fight somebody on the train?
The video of that girl giving herself a hair dye in the train.
That was crazy.
It was
a while ago, though.
That's so crazy.
That was on World Star?
Yeah.
I think the last time I was on World Star was them two girls giving dome on the 6th train.
No.
It would be the 6th train, too.
You know what's so funny? I actually met this girl.
Nice.
And I was just like, this is her. And I'm sitting in the car with her. No, she had like nothing but.
Was she nice?
She was nice. But
see? You gotta be nice. You don't suck dick.
That's her lifestyle.
And everybody done saw you. Better humble yourself.
But it's just like, maybe that's just her vibe at that moment. She just couldn't contain herself. She could be an amazing person. She just sucked dick on the train from time to time.
Morals. Morals.
I mean, maybe she didn't know anybody was looking.
She's a thrill seeker.
Yeah. She was just taking it to the next level. Because sometimes you gotta just.
Was the train going?
She was like, you?
Was it going?
That shit was moving. Now that shit was
moving.
Then that's definitely a thing.
See, everybody got cameras now. I'm sure women back in the 70s and 80s were sucking dick on the train too, but nobody saw. You just had the memory. That's a problem with our generation.
Because of the phone.
Yeah, the phone's making it bad. Like, you can't just wild out no more.
It's okay to suck dick on the train.
If ain't no kids around.
Now we got rules. You can suck dick on the train when ain't no kids around.
Well, yeah, if you suck a dick with the children around, something's wrong with you.
What?
If everyone's over 18, you can suck dick on the train.
Like, over 18.
Yo, all the ladies out there sucking dick on the train. Respect, dude. Shit.
Don't do it in front of children.
And not in front of children. And we good. Jesus. Am I wilding out?
No, not at all.
I just feel like it's okay. Like, whatever. It's sex.
Not at all, yo.
Only in America, like, you could just kill somebody and everything could be okay. But if you suck dick on the train, you are to harp them. Like, I've known people who be like, yeah, the guns go off, blah, blah, blah. And then people don't even blink an eye. But if somebody niece walked in the room, she like 20-something, she sucking dick on the train, then she's a shame in the family. This is crazy. Sucking dick on the train is not as bad as killing somebody. Right?
I would have to agree.
That's what I'm saying. So suck more dick on the train and kill less people.
What about that lady that sucked dick to save her family?
Respect.
What? Dude.
Yeah.
What?
Some guy would try to rob her family.
But it's not like consensual.
No, she did it to like
to
distract
save her
him.
Family. How that shit gonna be consensual?
But that's the thing. See, that's when things just, you know, when they use when the R word come up, then it's not fun no more.
Oh my god.
The R word is rough. Ooh.
So the New Edition biopic. Did you watch it?
Nah, I don't watch BET.
Oh yeah, I forgot you're one of those.
I just don't watch BET.
Well, I enjoyed
it. Like a stream.
I'm probably the only one in the room who actually watched it, so I probably don't want to talk about it.
I didn't watch it.
Actually, no. I caught some of the last, because it's like a mini series, right?
Mm-hmm. It was like 2 hours long, three episodes.
Yeah, I caught some of the last episode while I was in the barbershop yesterday, and yeah, like it's actually a great production. I think they did a good job, and the dude who played Michael Vivens sounds just like Michael Vivens. It's amazing.
Bright Shea Gray.
Yeah.
And who played Ronnie Keith Powers? You had Luke James. I forgot all of their names, but I only remember the cute ones. So there's that. There's my. Not that any of them were ugly. I thought all of them were very handsome. But you know,
there's
this
one dude on there who looks just like Sammy Davis Jr.
I know who you're talking about.
Dark skin dude.
He
was doing coke.
He played in Hairspray. And a lot of other movies he played in. Really, he's an amazing actor. And he actually sings very well. I forget his name.
He better play Sammy Davis Jr. It's actually kind of frightening because I love Sammy Davis Jr. Mm-hmm. So the fact that he looks just like him, I'm like,
I know exactly who you're talking about. He played
That'll be crazy.
He played Ricky Bell. Okay. He played Ricky Bell in the movie. But yeah, it was a dope movie. It was really good. I was pleasantly surprised at how well they put it on. And they sounded really good for the most part. Luke James, he is actually dating Jessie J.
Who's that?
Ooh. She's a singer.
Jessie J.
She's Jessie J. She's a really dope singer. She's,
she's
beautiful, beautiful voice. And so let's just jump into today's topic: Venus versus Mars. What should I say here? Catcalling when Kat's sitting next to me. How do you guys feel about that? Like, what is the proper way to introduce yourself to a woman? How did you introduce yourself to your lady?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, easy.
Savage. Oh,
We were in college. I was chilling on the bench with my homegirl, Lachey. And then she knew a girl walking by. She had a bag of trail mix, and I asked for some.
That's cute. I like that.
That's it. That's literally how we met.
For some reason. How did you get to the first date?
The first date? What happened?
How did you get her number after you asked for some trail mix?
After spring break pass.
So how many months was that?
Like a few months.
Oh, wow.
After spring break pass, I was like, why you ain't call me all break? She was like, I don't have your number. I was like, here it is. And then, you know what I mean? Then we hung out. Yeah, we just hung out and just did, like, had a regular ass day. Like, we didn't even go anywhere special because we were like, because she's not my type, I'm not her. So we were like kind of just being friends. Mm-hmm. And then after, I was like, oh, she's dope. And then we just ended up being together. After 2 weeks of dating, that's when like we realized like, oh, we're in a relationship. So it was tight.
There's that, Steven. What do you think is the right way to...
Hey, yo, Ma, what's the deal?
Yeah. Like, hey, Zaddy, no, that's exactly. not what you do, ladies.
Grab the arm mad aggressively.
I'm going to fight with a guy who did that because he grabbed my arm extremely hard. And he's like squeezing my wrist. And I was like, yo, my man, like,
don't touch me. I don't know you, don't touch me.
Yeah, like, yo, they are crazy.
In Harlem, they be like, yo, sis. Let me talk to you.
That's weird. Sis. Sis is weird.
They say that. They be like, yo, sis.
That's crazy. But Steve, how you getting girls out here?
The kindness of my heart.
Respect, wow. Dude. Yeah, I'm telling you, this guy is the greatest dude in the world.
I've been trying to tell them they don't live.
There you go.
Nah, you just gotta be upfront and straightforward, but respectful at the same time. That's how I usually do it. I just be honest and just like, yo, trying to get to know you. Seem pretty dope. This, that, and the third. Let's see what can happen in the future.
Steve be sliding their DMs. That's how you get them.
Nah, no sliding in the DMs. Only for business purposes.
Mm-hmm. Business.
My worst catcalling experience. I talked about this in the last show. First of all, I have the worst experiences a lot of the time because niggas is just crazy. I'm short, and sometimes I don't look like I'm like my age, so they be trying my life. One time, this guy grabbed my wrist. He was like, come here. I was like, can you please get off of me? Can you please get off of me? He was like, yo, why you acting like that? You mad pretty, you know what I'm saying? You pretty, I'm pretty, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, maybe just talk to
you.
You
from
like,
Harlem, too?
Yeah. Was he from Harlem?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I was in Harlem.
I don't know dudes who call themselves pretty.
Right. So when he said that, I was like, And I'm like, can you please get off of me? Because you're squeezing my arm, you're getting really aggressive, and I feel like I need to attack you in a couple of seconds. Cause how they get, and I'm sure he tall, like automatically be feeling some type of way if you're hovering over me. Finally, he was like, he said, why you don't want to talk to me? I was like, I have a boyfriend. That's why I don't want to talk to you.
That don't mean shit. To it don't. Anybody.
Nope. It don't.
That doesn't mean anything.
Nothing. Where like, cause I have a boyfriend.
I'll be like,
and
what?
He was like, so well, I'm prettier than your boyfriend. I was like, I was like, so you really like to say that you're pretty? Like, you like that's your thing. You tell bitches that you're pretty.
But hold on, I have a question. Was he pretty though?
No, he wasn't. He was definitely not my type.
Because if he was pretty, then you just gotta give him that. Like,
no, I would have still been upset because you're touching me.
Right, don't touch.
Don't touch me.
You ever like mess around with any Jamaican men?
Yes.
All right. How do they approach you?
They make me feel very uncomfortable.
Really?
They are disgusting. It's like I can see them.
Shit to you, like,
I can see them undressing me with I just feel nasty.
Because like, they really like you. They really care about you.
Whatever.
They just don't know how to convey the message in a way that's acceptable.
Every day when I'm going to work in Brooklyn, the Jamaican construction workers will be at the corner. And I'll be like, they worse than the drug dealers, truth be told. I'd rather walk past the drug dealers. And he's like, hey, baby. I was like, yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, he just wants to check up on you and make
like,
sure you are.
He's so right. Beautiful. He was like, look at them thighs.
Exactly.
I was like, so now I'm trying to walk even faster. He's like, baby, come here, my diva, my fluffy diva. Come here. I was like, yo, he wilding right now.
But you don't feel that? That's not like endearing.
It's not. I don't want you calling me down the block.
I'm mad he tried.
I'm just trying to find the beauty of it, you know?
I don't think there's beauty in catcalling.
It's not. Especially when I got fouled the last time, and they was calling me donkey butt, making...
Oh, no. See, they weren't
Jamaican.
They
was like, yo, ma, that nice ass, you got a little donkey butt. They fouled me.
Maybe you got moved out of Harlem.
I was in Brooklyn.
And they called you donkey butt?
Yeah.
They probably was dudes from Harlem who just came to Brooklyn.
Nah, I
can't
say that.
Yo, donkey butt. That's not aggressive. Like, that doesn't even sound like you.
Brooklyn
like,
it
didn't even like
Brooklyn
you.
Brooklyn men are aggressive.
I mean, to
y'all
an extent.
Yeah, someone aggressive. Worst experience I had with catcalling came from when I was in Brooklyn. Any other time in Harlem, I could just say, hello, how are you? And I could keep moving. Mm. Real quick. You just got to walk mad fast. Mm-hmm. That's it. Except for that one dude who thought he was pretty and he wanted to touch me.
Yeah.
So what? Then how do y'all ideally want men to approach y'all?
Don't
approach you.
Don't. No, yeah.
So how are we supposed
not
to
in
meet?
The streets. Like in social events. You can like, hey, how you doing? Are you by yourself?
Oh,
like,
as a social event.
Oh, okay. Not in the streets, like, yo, ma, come here.
Oh, like you just gotta be a little bit more creative.
You
like,
know what I like?
If you would have asked me for trail mix, I would have been like, no.
Damn.
Cat would have been like,
damn, bro.
Get your own.
The way I said it, though, was real nice.
That's good.
But the thing about it is, though, like, but which is always weird to me. So if you can't talk to a woman when you see them in the street,
Then what if you never see them again? You miss your opportunity.
Okay. Yeah, because remember that video from like 2-3 years ago? Shorty was walking in different places in New York, and she kept getting catcalling. Like, I'll ask all my female friends and be like, "Yo, I don't want to be bought. Don't hit me up on the train. Don't bother me while I'm walking." It's like, okay, where the hell are we supposed to talk to y'all?
Okay, at? I'm a little bit more open. You know, I talk to strangers all the time. I'm a little mean sometimes, but for the most part, I talk to strangers. Shut up. Don't start. See, you make it come out of me. So, I like when a man says, "Excuse me," first.
Yeah.
Okay. So, just and dudes gotta have manners.
You gotta have manners, and a lot of times they don't have manners. So, you say, "Excuse me." I go, "Yes. How are you? I'm fine today. You look really nice. Thank you." And then, you know, you take the conversation from there real casual, whether or not you ask me for my number or not. I appreciate the fact that you were very respectful. You didn't make me feel uncomfortable. A lot of times, men don't realize they make women feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And when we walk outside of our door, no matter what we have on, we're dressing because we want to look good. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So when we walk outside the door and you see, for me personally, when I see a whole bunch of dudes on the corner, I'm not walking that way.
Right.
I don't want to be in a situation where I feel uncomfortable. Whether they say nothing to me or not, I know when I walk past, all their heads are turning so they can look at my ass.
But that's how dudes get courage, when you got your boys there for support.
But that's how that's you get your feelings hurt for knowing your boys too.
But that, and that's when you run down the block to go meet the girl.
Yo, Kat, remember when they jumped out the car?
Oh, yeah. Right? And then that guy, like, he was trying
to get crazy. It's a rite of passage.
And yeah. What happened? He got his feelings hurt and he went back to the car.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many times dude lied? Like, run down the block to go see a girl. Girl have no interest. But then you just, like, ask her to, like, pretend because your boys is watching. And then you just, like, write down a fake number. Just write something so when I walk back. This is high school days. I'm like, just write down something so I can walk back and be like, "Yo, I'm back." You got me? And then they would have me most of the time. You just got to come to them respectfully. I ran down this whole block. You know what I mean?
Broke a sweat for you.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, stuff like that, I think, is cute though.
But that, yeah, high school days though, the back when it was innocent, back when like finger popping was enough. Right?
Remember, like,
no, when finger popping was enough?
I don't remember.
But you could just finger pop, like, and you was just like, "I had a great day."
I don't remember that.
Oh, it was never enough for you?
Listen. So one time, me and Kat was leaving work.
See the transition to the next
I'm
topic.
One time, me and Kat was leaving work, and we crossing the street, and this dude, I still talk to him to this day. He was like, "Yo, excuse me." I'm like, I looked at Kat, like, keep walking. My head. Then he's like, "Yo, you not gonna talk to me?" And I was like, "No, I'm not gonna talk to you." We kept walking. Why they jumped out the car in the middle of the street in Dykeman and chased us a whole block.
They chased you?
They ran behind us, me and Kat, a whole block.
That's scary.
It's like 3 in the morning.
I thought I was going to get kidnapped.
Kat was like, "They behind us. They behind us."
See, and that's why Kat don't talk to strangers.
Nah, I don't. I have bad experience.
Like, at all? Like how the respectful guy that she's
not even
about.
If you ask me directions. I'd be like, "I don't know."
She already told you you ain't getting the trail mix.
Yo, okay, I'm not gonna lie, man. You stone cold.
Listen, I was walking down one time in Harlem. Some boy stole my phone, and I was just like, "That's the end."
Yo, that happened to my
nobody no more.
That happened to my homegirl while I was on the phone with her. Like, we was talking, and then all I hear is commotion, and then, like, the phone hung up, and I kept calling back.
You're
I was
a horrible
like,
person.
I was like, "Did she dub me?" Nah, because we
did she dub me?
I was like, "When she we were in high school, you know what I'm saying? It was my homegirl, you know her." And then, like, you know her. And then she had a fly next town. She was doing her thing, you know what I'm saying? And then I spoke to her the next day, and she was like, "Yeah, this dude on the bike just came and snatched the phone out of her ear." And I was like, "Damn,
I don't do it."
She just got that phone like that week.
Gone in no time.
Yeah.
How do you feel about dating in New York City?
Yeah, that's for you.
I mean, I guess it all depends on how you view things and how you view people in general. I remember I was reading something online about dating in New York City. I don't know how I even randomly came across of it. But it was just like, they had like bullet points of like different shit. Like, why is it so difficult to date in New York City? Because you had like, You have situations where people are too far from one another. You may be living in Brooklyn, and the girl you like lives in fucking Upper West Side, so you don't feel like taking the train. Or people got different career paths, and that may interfere as well, because they may be on different levels. And then just being in a New York mentality, like, you always feel as though, like, you always chasing for more. You're chasing for a better apartment, chasing for a better job, chasing for more money. So when it comes to relationships, you're gonna feel the same way too. When you come across somebody that's like decent, then you're like, eh, I might could do better. So I guess it all depends on your mentality when it comes to that.
Everybody looks at me. Dating in New York City is like a lot of fun. How do I feel about dating in New York? Dating in New York isn't hard necessarily. It's just that the quality of people, excuse me, that I think are here, it's like a microwave. New York is fast. You want something fast, you pop it in and get what you want. If it's not what you want it no more, you go to the next one.
That's a good way to put it.
It's like a microwave type shit, like a little TV dinner.
Cause there's so many people here.
It is. It's a lot of people.
So it's just like, I know most of the people who I know who are who are doing a lot of dating. Excuse me. They're not really giving anyone their all, cause they just know, like, I don't have to.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it's like, there's somebody right there. Like, someone's hitting me up right now as we speak. You get me on, like, you get on my nerves enough, I'll just communicate with this person instead. So I get it. I haven't been single in so long. I'm so happy I'm not single, because it's a lot of work.
Yeah, I've been fake single for like 3 years.
Yeah, she's mad single.
How can I mean, Kat, what do you think? What are you?
I don't know. It's weird. Like, I'm in a new relationship now, so it's kind of hard. Because I'm used to, like, that New York dating thing. Like, it's mostly, like, about yourself. It's not, like, together in a relationship. You're just thinking about, like, you. Then you forget, like, oh, it's not you anymore. It's us. So
the fast life in New York City. That's what it is. It's appealing.
All right, you don't want to come. You don't want to meet me. All right, I'm going to go out and hang out with my girls. Or, like, oh, my guys. Like, you don't want to make the trip. I don't want to miss the trip. So we're not going to see each other today.
Yeah, and I'm going to call somebody else.
Yeah.
That's how it works. I feel like, at the same time, two people, you're never the only person somebody's talking to in general life. And if you're in New York, listen, let me tell you how fast this phone be lighting up. Yeah. And you're never the only one. It's, if you're okay with dealing with someone who's going to be talking to other people, and you have more feelings for them than they may have for you, then, I mean, maybe you could fuck with it. Maybe you could wait until they come around. At the same time, I think it's levels mentally too, especially when you may be dating someone, like Seema said, a career path. If I'm a makeup artist, so I get my money and I go. I could go wherever I want at any time. You know what I'm saying? So I'm always meeting new people. And if your job and if whatever it is you have going on can't really keep up with that, then I probably can't really
deal with you. And for you, like you don't have hours. You know what I'm saying? Like, you work when you work. I'm making an assumption. But some
I have
people
set days where I work at my job and set days when I freelance. So it's like, yeah, I know how to maneuver. Yeah.
You know how to maneuver, but at the same time, you got somebody who just has a rigid schedule, and you over here, and you got to be flexible based off of, like, you have your set job, but then you have gigs too.
Yeah.
Then it's like, if you have somebody who doesn't respect that lifestyle, then it's like, it's not going to work.
Then I think that's probably, like, the biggest thing dating in New York is, like, because a relationship requires compromise. And being in New York, you compromise so much just to be here. Whether it's your cost of living or just trying to manage shit on a daily basis. So a lot of people, when it comes to their relationship, they don't even want to compromise because they already compromise it everywhere else.
Right. And for me, for some odd reason, as of lately, I've been attracting men that are younger.
Oh, respect.
Yeah, I'm not that old. Not
like, how young though?
You know, like, not that much younger.
Nah, keep it real.
Over 18, guys.
Well,
over
18. Let's just say, of course, they're over 18.
Okay, solid.
And they tall, so they look even older.
Okay.
They have a beard?
Yes.
Okay.
There we go. Look, see?
Tall, young
you're
men
tall
with
and you have a beard, you're over.
There you go. So, all the young men out there,
jumping them DMs. She's ready. She's active. She's ready.
Why are you telling people that? Like,
nah, I just want people to just.
But
like,
what is considered dating? Like, how do you know? Like, you're just dating. Like, you're not boyfriend and girlfriend. Like, I don't have more feelings than you, and you don't have more. Like, it's okay to talk to.
It's all about communication.
It's about communication, but both people gotta know how to communicate. People don't know how to communicate these days. And living in New York, like we said, everything is fast. So it's like you're meeting a person's representative. You're never really gonna meet the real person that you're talking to.
That like first 2 weeks is when, you know, you don't really know me. That first two
you
weeks.
You don't.
At that time, now I'm just like a different person.
And I can tell you, because as I'm a female, and I have finessed a couple of dudes. I'm not even gonna lie. Just because I was bored. I liked them, but I had no real like interest in taking it further than what it was. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So in that case, you can know me for 6 months and you still won't know me, because you're legit meeting my representative, and you're meeting that person because I have no real interest beyond what we really have right now.
Okay, Jones the Scammer.
No, I'm just saying, that's like sitting around chilling with a lot of people, especially with a lot of men, mm-hmm. and my cousins, like they put me on and stuff, and I'm like, yo, that y'all kind of right. Like, I don't think you can really know somebody in 2 weeks unless y'all really seen each other all the time.
Of course not.
Right. Then sometimes I feel like even after 6 months, you still don't really know that person. Depending on how much you see them, how much y'all talk, what they telling you. So when it comes to being in a relationship and knowing when you're dating, you can communicate with them, but at the same time, it's like, are they still telling you the truth?
Right. Mm-hmm.
This is New York. Everybody a hustler, everybody finessing everybody. And when you, and excuse me, seeing that I'm like talking to people who are younger than me, their mentality is a little bit different. So it's like they like me. They want to deal with me, and they really feeling me because I'm older and I'm a little bit somewhat more established than them. At the same time, pop that shit like, whoa, you got that over there in the corner too. And that goes for females too. That's like,
guys,
especially
like
when I was that age. Yeah. Especially when I was like,
they love what?
24.
Older women.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
But you know, I was like,
my
24?
Woman is definitely older than me, so I just want to give a shout out to her for just being well seasoned and beautiful. Yeah.
Especially when I was like 24 years old. I talked to a couple of older guys or whatever, but back of my head, I'm not really trying to settle down with you. I'm 24. Like, what are you talking about?
But you know why it's really open season out here?
Why?
Because so many people are not from New York. So the people who've been residents in New York for so long, with all this soul swiping and Tindering that's going on right
got
now.
Got him.
When I tell you, these girls who are not from New York are just getting finessed on a level that's
and
just
I feel
like,
so bad to my poor little homegirls. They be coming from other places. I be like, yo,
I got homeboys who don't talk to no girls from New York, but they in New York with girls from everywhere else.
Yep.
And these girls are just getting ran through on a level where it's disrespectful. They come in all wide-eyed, and they think everything New York is amazing. A chopped cheese is a delicacy to her. Like, you just got to think about it like that and just know that these women are just being, oh, my gosh. But I want to just, you know, be happy that these women's innocence are just bringing some light to these dark beings out here.
You see what I did right there? I just fell into a positive.
You came all the way back. No, they're definitely energy vampires.
These soul snatchers.
Yeah, a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But they got good intentions. They just, you know, they scared of New York women. A lot of people are scared of New York women. I personally accept the challenge. But it's like, a lot of people just like, they just want a nice girl who came from somewhere where it's just grass everywhere.
No.
You know what I'm saying? And just, you know, want to have like meaningless sex with them while they don't know they're getting dogged out. Like, is that a bad thing?
I don't think so.
Right?
I don't think so.
There you go. It's actually a horrible thing, but it's the fact that we both sat here, like,
it's the circle of life.
The circle of life?
The circle of life.
Yo, the Lion King was active.
Yeah,
was
Lion King had a lot of jewels.
A lot of gems.
In there.
A lot of
sure
gems.
Did. Sure did.
We ain't shit.
Life is about balance, so
it is. It's absolutely about balance in this world of duality.
Chivalry dead?
Is chivalry dead?
It is not.
I don't think chivalry is dead at all.
No.
I think it depends on the quality of woman you are and what you ask for and what you demand and what you require and
respect,
what you put out there. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And it depends on the man that you're attracting to, what he's willing to do for you. Mm-hmm. At the time, these men, they not trying to do nothing for you based on how you represent yourself. That goes back to you are your representative every time you step out the door.
And so, also, one thing where a lot, I can speak on the male perspective because it's like, a lot of
men that I know are like conflicted because they don't want to offend women, and women are getting offended in ways that we don't even understand.
Hell, we're offending them in ways. Give me an example.
Just like little things, like even like picking up the check, when it comes to things like opening doors. Like, not every woman is receptive to it because it's like they feel like they don't need that. And like, dudes don't know, like, should they be doing certain things?
I believe in a lot of gender roles. Some of them are ancient, a lot of them I think should still be. So if you want to pick up the check, I'm gonna let you pick up the check. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If I feel you pick up the check, I'm a tip.
Yeah.
That's the kind of woman I am automatically.
Absolutely. You know what I'm, and I feel like that's dope. I just feel like it comes with more communication. But I just feel like now, especially with the social media presence right now, where it's just a lot of influence coming in and people are just like changing everything they stand for every day. And then it's like you could come home to a completely different person than you were with yesterday because they read this article and it said that this is whack and you're less of a woman if you do this, or you're more of a man if you do this. It's just like, yo.
But women are complicated.
Mad confusing.
They'd be like, oh no, I don't need you to pay. I don't need you to open doors. I don't need you to pull out chairs. And like a week later, they're like, you're not doing this for me. I don't know if this is going to work out anymore. Like, so it's just weird.
It's just like, yo, just let me open a door.
I'm gonna let you open the door, the front door, the car door.
Yeah, all that.
All the doors, the door to the damn drawer. You can open up all that.
Like, I don't, like, even, I'm gonna keep it 100% real with you. Like, even with the thing with, like, when I'm getting on the train, I let the women get on first. So if I'm getting on the bus, like, I don't even care if you don't identify as a woman. I'm like, yo, I feel you. You don't feel like a woman. But, yo, when you were born, like, you were like a girl. Like, I'm not going to just skip you on the line and the way in the bus. Like, you know,
you
what
mean
saying?
The studs?
Only when you
I
have
don't
six
even
legs.
Know the names. Like, I just know, like, all right, if me and Young M.A. was waiting to get on the bus together, I'm going to be like, go ahead. You know what I'm saying? After you. Like, I'm going to do that even
It'll
though.
Be a standoff.
Because I don't care. Right. And I've had incidents where they're like, no, you go. I'm like, that's fine. You just go ahead. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, just let me let you on the bus. Like, what's the problem?
I don't know. I feel like that comes from just being a courteous person. Because I do that. I remember it was crowded on the train and I got off. Let people get off, let other people get on. And I stood. And a police officer was on the train. He was like, I've never seen somebody actually step aside to let other people on.
Mm.
He was like, I've never seen that. He's like, that means you got good manners.
Yeah, people just stop caring and stop being genuine people altogether.
And I think that involves with chivalry too. Like, you don't mm-hmm. require much, you ain't gonna get much. And I don't know why we still having this debate about who's supposed to pay on the first date.
Yeah, I think that shit is whack. Just go Dutch.
Whoever asks who outpaid for the date and the other person laid a tip. Like, it should, if that's
I
the case.
I went on a date once and the guy made me pay for my meal.
He made you pay?
Uh-huh. He asked the lady how much was his sandwich and fries and all the stuff that he ordered. And then he put his half, and then he looked at me, and I'm like,
oh, that's cold.
You should have just walked out.
No, I paid and then I left. I was like, I gotta go to the bathroom, and then I left. And he was calling me and texting me. I'm like, are you serious? How dare you?
Yeah, that's cold.
Because my thing is, like, you, if you ask me out, that means you're paying. If I be like, hey, wanna go out to eat? That's me already situated. Now I'm gonna pay because I invited you out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's how it is.
Like, me and my girl, we've been going Dutch since the beginning. Like, she just was just like, let's go half. I was like, you sure? And then she was just like, yeah, let's just go half. And I'm just like, all right. And that's just how we always did it. Like, and it just had everything not be so complicated.
Yeah,
and of course, they got the incidents like, I got it this time.
It's
just like, you say, you get the tip. Yeah. Or, you know what I mean? Or, like, I get the dinner today, you get the dinner next time. Like,
right,
just something like that. Just
because I don't think it should be
like
that complicated.
It shouldn't. It's
I've
just
never
like
been
paying
in a
for food.
Situation two ways was that complicated, but then you got men
unless
who
y'all
always
broke. You know what I'm saying? Like, two broke people.
Broke.
That's a good argument for, like, who's paying for this meal.
Wait, if you're broke, why are we going out together?
Because a lot of broke people still want to flex.
Y'all better go get you a fucking Happy Meal.
Right.
Eat some dirty burgers from the chicken spot.
Oh, no.
I don't.
Not for nothing. Them chicken spot burgers used to be so good. Before I
still eat
that
chicken
vegan,
3 a.m. I'm in there like, can I get a two-piece and fries?
Before I went vegan, trust me, those burgers were very clutch. 2 a.m, just like you said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lit?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Double standards.
Oof.
Throw one out there.
A double standard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it.
You
know,
it's to name
like
different kinds of double standards.
What's a double standard that you feel like people debate about the most?
People rarely explore how men are very sexualized, and it's just like in the media and amongst people, because I think because we have the physical presence where we could do like damage, that we go in like it's a strong focus. But it's just like, if I'm walking, like I just told, like I was speaking to my friend, I was like, if I'm walking down an alleyway and there's another woman walking down the alleyway, and if I'm a black male and she's a white woman, she's gonna have a lot of fear that she's gonna be raped. Like, I'm just this crazy sex fiend just because I'm a man walking down the alleyway with her.
I think that's any race of woman.
No, it's not any race. It's
I'd be nervous as hell with cultural. Any man, so I don't know.
But it's just like, you don't, like, people don't even process, like, that's you over sexualizing the black male.
I get it. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So just like that, like, I can't, like, I go places and I'm like this big, hairy guy. Like, I like to have the women around me know that, like, this big, hairy guy, like, you're safe because I'm here. Nobody's going to come and wild out.
He's not that hairy.
But most of the time, when women come through, they're just like, let me just look away because I don't want this guy to look at me too long so he think he could eat me for lunch or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
I never got that impression when I first met you, though.
Well, not with me, because you know what I'm saying. But sometimes when I walk down the block, it's like, it's just so interesting.
I get it.
It's weird.
I get it. So you feel like they over-sexualize a black man a little bit too much.
Absolutely. But I think it's just...
But you don't think that they over-sexualize women?
Oh, absolutely they
do. Especially the black women?
Absolutely they do.
Okay.
Absolutely. And I think that's... I just feel like the male aspect of it rarely gets explored.
I get it. That's dope. But I guess you could take that back to slavery days too.
Oh, everything goes back to slavery. I just didn't want to just make it too heavy. I didn't want to make it too heavy on the podcast.
No, but we don't have to go that deep. We can just throw it out there. It goes back.
Trust me, slavery does a lot about everything that we do currently and our interactions with each other and the words we use and everything. So, yeah. But slavery is such a vast topic that you should have a show about one day.
We'll bring you on here for
it. You're so good.
Black History Month coming up.
Oh, yeah, I'll celebrate that.
Mr. Steven?
I mean, the only double standard that I typically see, not me personally, but what I see people like always arguing about on social media is usually like how men and women view sex, like how men could just sleep around with whoever and however many women that they want, and they don't really get frowned upon in the same facet that females do. Like, a dude could just openly discuss any sexual act that he wants to be, that he involved himself in. But then if a female does the same thing, then she's already labeled a hoe, or like dudes is already sliding in the DMs trying to see what's up. So that's usually like the double standard that I typically see online.
That's why you gotta talk about it in your group chat with your girls.
Group
chats are nuts.
I think if you go to anybody's group chat, you'll find out the real them.
Slowly skim through that. My double standard, what is something that really gets on my fucking nerve? Everything get on my nerve.
A lot of stuff do gets on your nerve.
It does. Like, I'm a very like I get annoyed easily. You just annoy the shit out of me.
You don't even know she was talking about you.
I'll be all right.
That's my best friend right there. I don't know. I mean, aside from women can't be sexual, but men can. That's a big double standard right there too.
Yeah. That's real.
That's the only one that really bothers me a little bit. That really gets underneath my skin.
Like, you have like an example of like a particular thing?
Like, it's okay for a woman to... It's okay for a man, like Steven said, to talk about the women you slept with or how many people you talking to. But if a woman says it, automatically, she gotta be sleeping with all of them. Like, yeah. how I mention, you know, if people listen to podcasts, they know I talk about sex a lot. Mm-hmm. They know I mention certain things a lot. So from that perspective, they really don't know me. They may think I'm just out here smashing everybody, and that's not the case. I'm just an open person and, like, talk about things, you know? Yeah. But if a woman really is out there having sex with whoever she want to have sex with, it shouldn't be an issue. It's her body, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. If you safe and everybody's
safe.
And everybody's of age, like, it really honestly has nothing to do with me. Like, I don't even like I'm not even like that. I don't get caught up on that. Like, I'm just like, like, even my friends, like, I've had friends who, like, question if they should be with this girl because they had a lot of partners. They find out, like, later on. I'm like,
do you know,
bro,
them?
Everything that she did, she accumulated all that knowledge through those partners that she had. That's why her skills are so leveled up.
Wow.
So it's like, so I'm like, why are you even upset? Like, you should just show appreciation.
Hashtag allegedly.
Like, you should just show appreciation and just move forward.
But what's like a good number for a girl?
What's a good number?
That's another thing.
I'm gonna keep it real with you. I'm not even fair. I be wanting girls to be straight up virgins. You feel me? And that's just me. And I'm not saying this.
I'm not saying this, it's absolutely
a double standard. But that's the thing, is I'm not fair, and I know it don't make sense, but I'm just saying, in my mind, oh, you know, it'd be dope if she only been with like one dude and he's whack and he moved to like another country.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's just like, that's just like an ego thing. It's like a male ego thing where you just gotta know, like, this shit don't make sense, but you just got your feelings. You know what I'm saying? Like every ex-girlfriend I have, thinking about them sleeping with another man, like, it bothers me. Like, and it's weird, but it's just what it is. But I don't let it get caught up on it. I'm not going to be like, yo, you can't be with nobody else, because that's retarded. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, in my, you know what I mean? In my mind, I'm just
like, I feel like as long as you don't know the person, it really don't matter.
I think all my exes, whoever they with, I'll be like, yo, they whack.
Yeah.
You can't do that, because then you're like mind fucking her. Like, oh,
no, I don't tell her. I'm just saying to myself. I just be like, okay, yo, this dude's whack. Just throw the phone down. He's whack. Like, what is he? Like, what's she doing?
What are you doing?
Yo,
right, though.
This is how men think, though.
Like, it's just how we process it. Because I just think, like, you know what I'm saying? It's just.
I think women think like that, too, when we see a dude move on with somebody else.
Okay.
Unless she's freaky and she want to just be with both of them.
Like, trash. Like, my ex is good.
She trash, right?
Oldies.
Trash.
See,
trash.
Look at it. You said it's a man thing. Y'all both, we all.
No, I mean, but the difference about me and you is I tell him, I'm like, yo, bitch,
oh, you
is trash.
Him?
She's
yeah,
trash.
She petty. Yeah. She. That's because they still be in her phone, though. Niggas will move on with the next chick and still be in your phone. Like, yeah. Go talk to your
go
basic girlfriend. Go be happy.
Yo, people don't be wanting to leave Kat because she got that sultry voice. You know what I'm saying? Like, they new girl don't sound the same. So they just like, yo. Yo, Callie, just talk to me about something real quick.
Anything.
Anything.
Just
like,
say anything. What's going on?
Just do my taxes.
What's up? Stupid. Do you have expectations and gender roles? Oh, we talk about gender roles. What do you have expectations? How do you feel about expectations when it comes to dating? Because some people be like, you shouldn't have expectations. I'm the person that say you should have some sort of expectations. Otherwise, what's the point of even talking to the person? You're talking to them for what?
I have to agree with you.
Like, you're talking to them for what, then?
I think for me personally, like, the only expectations I would ever have is, like, respect me, appreciate me, be loyal. Like, regular basic shit. Shit that you should supposed to do. Like,
automatically.
Yeah, that's, like, shit I shouldn't have to ask you to do. Like, things that should never be a conversation.
You still gotta ask motherfuckers, to be honest. Yeah. Like, shit.
That would be like my only expectation. I've never been the type of dude like, yo, my girl gotta make sure she cooking for me every day, or she gotta be doing X, like, specific tasks. Certain things like that, I've never asked of. If you do it, I'm gonna appreciate it. But I've never been like, I think that's like that's the old way thinking, like, yo, she's strictly supposed to just be here to just serve me in every facet. I've never been one of those
types. Hands. Mm-hmm. What are you talking about?
I never been one of those types. But there's people that think differently. Like, they expect, like, certain females, they expect the dude to be not only providing for them physically, like, he gotta make sure he pay every bill and give me money on the side for when I need to be shopping.
Is it bad that I feel... I don't like that. I don't like knowing that my man has to. If he can take care of everything, that's dope. But I'm the type of woman who is, I need to work and earn my own money. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want my man to ever feel like he's working just to provide for me and everything else. You know, I think that kind of stresses a man out.
Yeah. And I think with your personality, that probably will stress you out too, because you feel like he got the upper hand on you. Like, he could kind of flex on you because he paid for all your shit.
Who,
yeah,
me?
Yeah.
No, like, I appreciate it, and I'll feel bad. Like, damn. Like, nah. He just paid all these bills. Let me go buy him something real quick. That's the kind of person I am in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? Outside relationship, as a friend, I'm a totally different person. But in a relationship, I want to cook for you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I want to.
Me too. I want come to home, cook, but I don't know how to cook, so it's not gonna happen.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good. I actually
at least
think
the
that's
effort
dope.
Is there. Like, I want to do it for you.
I think that's so dope. She said, "I want to cook. I just don't know how." Respect. I feel like if more people just said that, then dudes would just be like,
"All right."
Oh, all right, I get it now.
They know, because my homeboy, he's married and his wife can't cook. He right. cooks, but
he's but
he knows she can't.
But he should like set up with some classes or something. Or let her link up with her with his grandma or something for a little bit and just have some classes up there. I'm thinking, you know what? Nah, I was about to put a like an idea for business like out on the air. I'm not gonna hold that.
We'll talk about that.
I had expectations though when I was dating for by like the third month. If you wasn't telling me whether we're gonna be together or not, it was a dub.
I feel like that's I have a timeline for everything. After 3 months, y'all should have like a conversation about if y'all really want to fuck with each other exclusively.
I'm not wasting my time.
You said after like 3 months?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exclusively.
Well, so you get 3 solid months of just setting it off.
Like, that doesn't mean you have to have sex, but I mean, let's be honest here. When you're dating someone, 9 times out of 10, you might not be the only person that they're dating.
Which is why you can't take the condom off for a while.
And then it's stupid. And then it depends on how often you see the person, too. You know what I'm saying? So let's give a nice 3 months. You know, I really like you. Like, I'm not going to date nobody else. I'm just going to date you, and we're going to figure this shit out. By the time the 6 months come, then you can figure, all right, I want you to be my girl. I want you to be my man.
True.
You got to have those kind of conversations. I'm not rushing into nothing.
I hear that.
Yeah, so I feel like people should give each other space. When you automatically just assume some shit is what it is. Or
then you get
it's been 3 months,
up.
And now you my girlfriend. I'm your boyfriend. And you realize, nah.
You.
I wasn't your girlfriend. It happens. It should be seen be
I'm
one-sided.
I'm your girl, but you not my
man.
All
right? Just saying. But I believe in gender roles. Like, I want my man to come home if I'm able to. With my career, it probably won't always happen. But I like cooking. You know, I like him waking up in the morning. You got a little shower running for the shower already hot in the bathroom. Just hopping in, you get ready.
Man,
you know
that's
what I'm
saying? Why dudes like, fuck the maid.
I like doing stuff like that. But if you the maid, you ain't got to worry about.
Like, that's why dudes fuck the maid. Because they just like, damn, you hold me down with the food. You taking care of the kids. You just really hold it down. Like, I'm mad attracted to you.
Yeah.
So you fuck the maid.
It's a nurturing thing. It shows that you somewhat care. So I want to do those things.
Exactly.
When it comes to those kind of gender roles, I believe in them.
I'm not trying to lose my man.
Don't lose your man.
I believe in that stuff.
Word.
He thinks it's cute sometimes. So it's dope.
Is what it is.
Expectations.
I think you should have expectations in general.
Yeah,
when people be like, I don't have
extent,
no
you know
expectations, and they feel like you expect the worst from somebody, you shouldn't be surprised because you can't. Like, that shit is corny. Then what are you talking to people for, my nigga? Go to counseling.
Yeah. It's just, I feel like most of your expectations should lie within yourself.
Right.
Like, you have a certain standard for yourself, and you get with somebody who's not willing to violate that. And of course, you can adjust certain things because, you know, people change. Every day,
yeah, people grow,
and then it's stuff like that. Like me, like I don't like being disrespected, so I'll never disrespect you. So therefore, if I'll never disrespect you purposely, because you know you may do something that may violate somebody someday, and you don't even realize that's what you did, but you don't hold that against them, like and stuff like that. But it's just like if I say like one of my rules, one of my least favorite things in the world, don't hang up the phone on me. If you ever
hang just
up,
me, y'all.
Yo, if you ever hang up the phone on me, it's a wrap. And I'm going to tell you from the beginning of the relationship, please don't ever do this to me because it's going to end the relationship. And I don't care where we are in our relationship at that point. I'm going to feel like you disrespected me and I just can't tolerate it.
I have a bad habit of doing that.
Hanging up the phone?
Because I get angry. And then you're not listening to me. So you can't listen to me when I hang up.
I'm banging on you, right?
And then I talk to you for like a week.
Oh god. Commitment issues. I don't want to say I have commitment issues. I don't have a commitment issue. It's just certain things that bothers me a little bit. Certain things that worry me. Certain things that I'm a little bit apprehensive about when it comes to being in a relationship. It takes me a while to really settle in and be like, alright, you're my boyfriend. I won't use that word for mad long. We've been together for like a year and a half and I still won't call you my boyfriend. Because it just seems too real for me.
I be calling girls at day one.
You my girl.
I'm like, yo, you my girlfriend. Like, what are you talking about? We could just meet that moment. I'd be like, yo, we're in a relationship. You didn't know? Like, sometimes you just gotta let these girls know that they're wanted. Like, yo,
and I appreciate that.
I'm like, yo, I just want you to know, we go steady. I got the friendship bracelet on deck. We're together. We're going to Max. You know what I'm saying about the bell?
Y'all the annoying. You really did that.
You never wanted to go to Max?
Guys with the shake, to steady. Try to shake it.
Like, yo, yo, white people got to go steady. That's one thing that black people didn't get to have in New York City. We didn't go steady.
ATL rollerblading. So.
Oh, yeah.
That was with the skate
ring. But you never say you go steady. Like, yeah, I wanted to go steady.
Because that we weren't born in the fucking 50s and 60s and say we're going steady.
But the State Fighter Bell was in the 90s.
Yeah. They said steady?
Yeah, they used to go steady.
Yeah. You mad annoyed.
Go steady. Like, yo, yeah, we're bringing back 2017. Steady. Yo, 2017, right. We going steady. Are you crazy? This shit is going to be amazing. I'm about to tell my girl right now. We've been together for mad years. I'll be like, yo, we go steady.
That's ridiculous.
That should be an option on Facebook. Going steady.
You gonna change your status right
now? Yeah, we go steady.
Single,
like,
in a relationship.
We both got the bracelet. Going this shit is amazing.
You gotta put both of your hands with the bracelet as your cover photo.
Hell yeah. Go steady.
You annoying.
Yo. You gotta keep it spicy. That's how you do it.
Oh my goodness.
Nah, man. Tongue kissing.
What do you think? Shut up. Did you have any commitment issues? Maybe not this relationship, just in general. Like, how you thought about it?
Nah, you know why I never, like, had commitment issues and stuff like that? I just always felt like, one, I'm a horrible liar, so I don't do it. And two, it's just like, it's just a lot of work keeping up with, like, more than one woman. For me, at least. Like, not even that. Like, it's just like, I just don't have the time to cheat and have commitment. I'm like, you here, you ride for me, I ride for you. Let's just hold it down.
So, but like, so you're saying that one of the commitment issues that you don't agree with is cheating?
Like, I don't want to say that because I don't think everybody, like, I don't have a set rules for every person. I feel like, you know, if you get in a relationship with somebody and y'all have an agreement that this thing is cheating, or this thing is not cheating, and y'all both come to that agreement together.
Cool. That's what my thing
then
is.
And it's just like, yeah, because some things that other people would consider cheating, mm-hmm. I don't think it's cheating at all. So it's like somebody told me, if you think about another girl, that's cheating. I was like, that's a little nuts, because I think about other girls all the time.
It's cheating.
And I'm cool with that. I don't feel bad at all.
My thing is, like, whatever you can do in front of your spouse is cheating.
But it's like, what if you masturbate and you don't want to do that in front of your spouse?
That's cheating.
I was getting ready to say,
like, if you just watch it like a movie and you punching your shit, like, you don't want to do that in front of your person that you with. Unless y'all get freaky together like that.
Yeah.
I know some couples that do.
That's true. Yo, I had a girl who used to bring the porno tapes to the crib. Yo, she was a very special young lady. She was just, like, not good for me. You know what I'm saying? That was the thing. She wasn't good for me. We wasn't good for each other, but we loved each other. That's all that matters, though. You know,
a beautiful disaster.
Nah, it wasn't a disaster. It was just like, yo,
a little sketchy. The shoe was a little sketchy.
It's just like, we just like had no business in a relationship with each other. But it's like, we really loved each other. You know what I'm saying?
I had one of those situations.
And she was a sweet girl. I'm like, you know, shit. Am I happy I'm not with her no more? Hell yeah. Yo, I dig my shorty. Like, I was just like, y'all good, yeah.
A bullet.
Nah, but yeah, you know. Well, shout out to her though. Respect though. Always.
I don't know. I'm trying to think commitment issues. Like, what does that really mean? I don't have a problem with committing.
Why do you think a lot of men have commitment issues?
I was watching this movie last night called Love by the 10th Date on Lifetime. Mm-hmm. But Megan Good and Keri Hilson and Kelly Rowland and all these other people.
I was supposed to watch.
It was really good. I caught it like 1 a.m. because my ass couldn't sleep. So, one of the guys said, because once you put a title on it, everybody starts changing. That's when you start seeing who the real person is. So that could be why. And then sometimes men get in relationships by chance. You know what I'm saying? Like, that wasn't like they go to get into a relationship, they just ended up in one. Mm. That happens. Sometimes men are just not meant to be monogamous, and they're not ready to settle down, just be with one chick. Like,
monogamy is weird. I'm monogamous, but monogamy is a little weird.
You should just be with one person.
You think so?
Well, we had talks about...
Oh, yeah, we did about speak that. About monogamy yeah. last time. Yeah, it's a little weird, but, you know, I'm monogamous. Whatever.
Yo. You know
what I'm saying? I think men get bored sometimes.
I think women get bored, too, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, if we not taking you nowhere, fly, or not saying sweet things to you like we used to back in the day.
But we don't run to cheating. We'll complain, like, for a couple, 6 months.
Yo, not everyone will complain.
Then if you don't change, by then we had built a whole new relationship in our head with somebody else.
Mm. And once, and that's the other dude can see a woman emotionally and mentally, yeah. it's a wrap.
And that's what upsets men the most, because when we do cheat, it's like a whole nother level of cheating.
Because it's like the level of violation is like... We like it's so crazy how in my head like I could be like yeah this woman's like cute this woman's dope like I could see myself having sex with her but yo if my girl ever thinks about sleeping with another man I promise you I would light the entire world on fire and it's like I know that's so foul and so irrational
but that's how men and women are wired though like you see men see women from a visual perspective and women see everything from more of an emotional perspective
sometimes
yeah. if you yo if you want to see a man like really get fucked up like a dude who cheats who gets cheated on you should see how he comes to his boys absolutely defeated in life it's so crazy you and we got to build each other back up like yo remember when Rihanna came out with that song Unfaithful
yeah
the first time I ever seen that video I was in a room full of my homeboys we was chilling eating pizza the video came on and we was all dead silent and we was like yo that was foul meanwhile most of us was in shit like we all was acting up but it was like damn she really just out here
I had to ask my ringtone for my boyfriend at the time
yo my ex-girlfriend used to sing that shit to me to get on
he
my
called
nerves.
My phone from the crib one day he said I wanna hear what ringtone you got for me I don't wanna do this anymore
he looked out like
when I tell you we was all silent like it was too much. Like, why did she do that?
Who like now, that song and then fly? She came out with this song, "Needed Me." That song is amazing.
Oh, I don't even know
that one.
That one. Everybody's like, caption is, "Didn't they tell you that I was a savage?" That everybody's one. Caption.
I like that song that. For the purpose that a lot of times dudes are fuckboys, right? Mm-hmm. But the table was reversed, and she was a fucker, and now yeah. she treated you how you probably would have treated somebody else he can't handle like what do you mean we was just smashing like I actually liked you and she was like nah like we have fun
I'm but an old like, school cat I don't want no girl call herself a savage I'm not even I'm not even attracted to you at that point like oh you're a savage okay that's gross like I don't get yeah, I like nice.
I don't think some people use that term and they don't really know what that term means. They like, use it out of context.
Yeah.
Cause they use it because it's trendy.
Right, because when you say I'm a savage, in the songs you're talking about, I'll be smashing dudes. Like, I just smash and I'm good. Like, I'm out. When you have, like, a savage attitude, whereas you don't really care, you're going to do you. Not speaking sexually. So it depends.
But even if you don't care, it's just people like
using. I didn't say I use it. I'm just trying to explain different.
No, not you using it. I'm just talking about
savage.
Just like when people say, like if they use the word savage because they just don't care, they just do what they want.
Doesn't it make you a little nervous? Like you are a really bad person, maybe.
Yeah, it's just like and then I lose my attraction to you because I like good people. Like I feel like. You know, that's who you should be sleeping with. People who care about your life, at least.
Yeah, of course.
At least. I feel like that's a good...
Right, at least. I'm glad you said at least.
You at least care about your life. Like, they may not be the best person, but at least you know they give a fuck about your life.
How do you feel about long-distance relationships? You think that could work?
Nope.
Oh, my God. It doesn't work. I tried it. It does not work.
Yo... I dated a girl in Harlem. I never went to this. So you give me a girl out of state, like we're together, but we ain't together. You give me a girl out the country. We're only together when you pull up.
Out the country, that looks good.
Yo, you annoying.
It's the reality. Like, come on. I used to not even want to date girls outside my neighborhood.
But isn't that like how mad girls got caught up in high school? Like, they started dating a dude and then he ended up going to a college out of state and thinking shit gonna work. And by the summer,
that's like, yeah, that's exactly what happened to me.
My first semester shit was a dub.
That's because y'all fucking 17, 18 years old. You going to college with more bitches. Like, let's be serious here. When you 17, 18 years old, unless you're really in love with that person, y'all going to the same school, 9 times out of 10, it's not going to work. So you might as well break up right after prom.
Yeah.
Right.
Do my, like, okay, the best of my
that's
years.
The best advice.
Yeah, you're if young. You, mm-hmm. You're young.
If like, you really want to be with this person, like, around high school and he's leaving the college, go with him to the college.
Nah, because you're going to get tight because you ain't really want to go to that school and he's going to meet somebody.
Maybe you didn't want to go to that
college was lit.
It was lit.
Oh, my God.
Super
gosh.
Lit. I totally understand.
I should have went away. I
from
stayed.
Everywhere.
Oh no, I think if I would have went away, it probably would have been a whole lot worse. So
a lovely Palestinian young lady. Oh my God. She couldn't even show me her hair, and I thought that was so tight. Yo, because she told me, she was like, if my father ever finds out about this, then he's gonna light us both on fire. And then I was like, I like this. I like what's happening right now. Like, this is nice. Like, oh man, we took a writing class together and that's how we met. We ain't even kissed. I just was like, yo, I'm into all of this.
All this danger.
Yeah, like,
I think that's what made it fun when you were younger. Like, you had to sneak to do things.
Yeah.
Like, even now, like, with my woman I'm with now, like, I'm attracted to a little bit of danger. I know if I wild out a little too much, she's gonna kill me in my sleep, and I'm into that. So, like, I'm just like, cause I know, like, you know what I mean? She really loves me, but she also is a woman from the islands, and you know them island women, when they love you 100%. And I know every morning I wake up, she's granting me that privilege.
To breathe.
And I'm into that.
To freaking breathe. I think long distance relationships can work. It depends on the people and the circumstances in it.
You know, like Skype and shit.
No, not necessarily. No. I mean, career influences could have. The married couple we had on there, their relationship is kind of long distance because he's out of town for the most part of the week. Mm. And then he comes back on the weekends for 3 days. And then he flies all the way back out and he comes back. That's kind of long distance. You're not always around each other. And they're married now. So I think it depends on the person and heart and how you're willing to work if you really want to be with that person. At some point, somebody got to move. Somebody got to move at some point. Somebody taking that flight or something to
well,
be with that person.
We can't take flights right now.
Right.
I know, we can't even go nowhere. Yo, America, a long distance relationship right now, your shit's a dub. Yo, yeah. America's so wild, right now. Bro. It's just like, this place is nuts.
No, LaGuardia. I mean, it's only JFK right now, right?
I mean, shout out to JFK.
Yeah, LaGuardia. Go to Newark.
Oh my God, no. No one's going to Newark.
Listen,
ever.
If you love that person, you say you like danger.
Right. Yeah, but like I also don't like to be like inconvenienced to that level. Well, maybe at a different point in my life. Like I've been with my girl for mad long, so you know we live together. I roll over, she right there. So it's like, right. But back in the day when I was out there acting out, mm-hmm. Come on, yo, you crazy?
Everybody was a long distance relationship to me back then.
I dated a girl for like 2 years.
Dudes lived across the street. I was like, I can't
see
you
with my mom.
That lived across the street.
I can't see you right now.
Yo, respect. I've never been that level. Just like, yeah, I can't come through. I'm busy.
I'm busy. What you doing right now? Watching Disney Channel.
I've
I'm
never
pretty
been
sure.
That across.
That's so Raven was on.
That's a good show, though.
I love that show.
That was a good show.
I just don't know what happened to Orlando.
Orlando Brown.
Yo, I'm telling you, cocaine will do a lot of things to you. Cocaine, meth, crack.
Meth.
Nah, I don't think he's on though. I think he's on something else.
Either way, he's
on bath salts.
It's over. Probably smoking K2 like a psychopath.
Online dating. We talked about Soul Swipe.
Oh, yo, I'm not online dating, obviously, but I do have, like, help all my homeboys on there and my homegirls. I'm
what
just
do you
like,
mean,
this
what
is so much fun. I'm just like, yo, swipe this person. Like, I look at the profile, I type messages back, all that. Because this shit is
I be doing
fun.
Stuff. It is, because you be bored. Like, I ain't
it's
got
like
nothing
aim.
To do.
It's like, yeah. I'm new age AIM. Remember how AIM was lit? AIM sex location? This shit was amazing. Now you got Tinder, Soul Swipe, and all that. Oh man, I'm happy I'm not single no more.
I went on Tinder once when I was single, And I swiped so much to the left. I was just like, I'm over all these.
She doesn't like anybody.
This is not for me. It's
like,
not.
Cat relationship gotta work out because she doesn't like anybody.
But you know what's so funny? Like, the way I started dating my person was on online. Mm. Like, he commented on one of my pictures saying I look like Stephanie Santiago. Mm-hmm. I just found that so funny because if you look at this girl and you look at me, like, totally two different people.
Definitely.
So then we exchanged snaps and we were just like snapping back and forth, kind of get to know each other. And then one day, like, yo, I want to take you out. And he kind of did it real nice. Had like Uber pick me up. He wasn't even in the car. Told Uber to take me to the place, and there he was with like flowers and stuff. So I was like, oh, cool. That's
oh, he's
that's
real.
He's a sweet dude. I like him. Mm-hmm. He's really dope.
Yeah, sounds good. Pick up in the Uber. I'm gonna do that to my show. Pick up in the Uber. So have him pull up.
So open relationship.
Nah.
You're the only person who feels some type of way about monogamy, but you don't believe in open relationships.
Nah, because I'm not fair.
Nah, because you know what I'm not
fair. I wish I had slapped at your least, face just
at
now.
At least he's honest.
I mean, yeah, like, I just can't have, like, any other man be with my woman. I would. Yeah, I don't think I'd be able to recover. Yeah.
Long distance relationships work when your relationship is open.
Huh?
Long distance relationships work when your relationship is open.
Yeah, I don't got no experience with that. I'll let y'all hold that one down. I don't have no, yeah.
Open. I'm too jealous for it. I can't do it.
My girl could have a girlfriend.
My girl, of course. Got
she
got
to have a girlfriend.
Double standard.
Yeah, is it that? Double standard. Yeah, and I, like I said, I'm not fair.
No, all right. I couldn't do it.
Fair enough. Fair enough, I guess.
You in an open relationship, Steve?
Nope.
Have your girl getting piped out by some dude you don't even know?
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? Nope. Just some random dude just
what
smashing
if you're like doing it at the same time?
What, like in the same room, like on some swinger type moment. Shit.
Yeah, like in the same
nah.
bed.
Nah.
Like it's you and your girl and another couple.
Let's keep it real. What if he's doing it better than me? How am I supposed to go home?
How would you even know? With the like, how would you know he's doing it better?
They go home and she start talking to you different.
She never made that noise before.
I was watching this movie and
how do I come back from that?
I was watching, it was a married couple, and then they had friends who were married too, but the friends had an open relationship, and so the wife wasn't being sexually fulfilled. So she said, let's just try something different. Let's just have, like, one night, we both be with different people. So those were her friends. Mm-hmm. They're friends. So they said, yo, like, let's swap mm-hmm. one night. Come over. The husband was like, I don't know. I really don't want to do this. Are you sure? She's like, it don't mean anything. Like, I just want to spice up our marriage, like, our relationship. Like, we boring right now. Mm-hmm. They swap. They smash in the same bed right next to each other. He gets mad because the other guy went down on her, and he won't.
Why so he was like, pussy?
He does this something he didn't like doing. But he the guy,
how you marry a woman and don't eat a box?
But the other,
how she stand for that?
I don't know. That's why she had the little swinger shit. He ate her box and he was tight. Oh, you gonna let him go down? You'll never let me do it. She was like, cause you don't.
Then you should.
Man. So then he should have just started doing that. Like, if you're not upset about another man's penis inside of your woman's vagina, but you upset that he ate the cooch, like, my man, just eat the cooch. I just don't want another man's penis inside of my woman or anything else. I don't even want eyelashes falling off your eyes onto my shorty. I feel crazy right now. Just even thinking about this.
His fist is boiled up, so he got his hands.
Yeah.
And then that movie last night I was watching, Keri Hilson was in an open
Keri
marriage.
Keri Hilson is special.
And the
what
husband.
I think with you on that one.
Are y'all done so I can finish telling?
I'm sorry.
Okay. So her husband wasn't with the open marriage. But he did it anyway because he loved her. So he thought, yeah. So he ended up having sex with somebody and she didn't care. Like, we have open marriage, like, we have sex with somebody. And then he pretty much told her, like, I only did it because I wanted to make you jealous. She said, but I'm not. He was like, well, I don't think this is going to work for me. She was like, so then I guess we're getting a divorce. She said, that's not the kind of person I am. So he could pretty much compromise his whole fucking marriage, make her happy, and it's not really what he wanted.
Nah, I can't do that.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
He's stupid for that one.
He's soft.
But y'all just said Keri Hilson special. Maybe he felt that
she's
way
special,
too.
But after
she
a while,
ain't that special.
Yo, come on. You can't, like, you just can't violate my life like that. Like, if I say, like, don't do this to me, because this is, I can't come back from that. And you just, like, Nigga, trying to get this other nigga.
With the boldness in her voice.
Word, just like, listen, nah, then it's not gonna work out because these other niggas out here got some work. Like, I just like that. Then I'm just like, well, all right, I guess we're not together no more.
I guess.
Just go home and cry. Just tell y'all, go home and cry. Listen to Matt R&B and just cry all night. Yeah. I wouldn't even feel bad. Me in there crying, just like, damn, she really did that.
So, do you think there's a lack of quality individuals? Like, more Sour Patch Kids than the Sweetest Fish, the Pink Starbursts?
The Sweet Fish was pretty lit.
It was. I didn't really fuck with Starbursts like that. But you know, that's a new thing now.
Yeah. I like Skittles.
Skittles?
Mm-hmm.
That's dope. We get stuck in my teeth. Why are we talking about fucking candy?
And the crazy thing is, I'm just like, yeah, you're right. I don't even eat candy no more. But I'm just like, no, what?
I try not to eat candy, but it's like the hardest thing to do. Especially at work when it's slow. You just like, you want to stuff your face.
With everything. Pause. What do you think?
What do we think about
lack of quality individuals? Do you think so?
I don't know. I just think a lot of people got bad taste.
I don't want you to talk right now. I don't want you to. I want my best friend to talk.
Steven. Break it down.
I would have to agree. I think people do got bad taste. Mm-hmm. Like, they'll get caught up in, like, the shit that really don't mean nothing. Like, oh, this person's just attractive, or they may have money. And then when they really find out who they are, I'm like, yo, you really ain't shit. And then because they get so caught up emotionally, they just assume everybody's the same way. But I think there are a solid number of quality people. They just don't get the shine for whatever reason that it is.
They just don't happen to meet each other.
Yeah.
A lot of times they don't.
And then people like negativity. So you go on the timeline on any day, it's mad screenshots of what this person did to me, or all this fucked up shit this person did to me. But there's that one post of somebody who actually said something that actually is of quality, and you just skip right through it.
I send Steven screenshots all the time. Like, yo, look at this shit.
The shit be funny, man. So. The shit do be funny.
Mr. Antoine, Mr. Bennett.
I don't know. I just think mad people phony now, so it's like people aren't really presenting themselves as who they really are, so they're not really meeting people that really fit their personality.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, so it's just like, I don't know. I just find that if people could have just be a little bit more genuine, then you'd attract more people who genuinely, like, you know, are compatible with you. So, you know, whatever. Stop going, like, I had to tell my boys, I was like, yeah, we getting older. People pushing 30 or over 30. And it's just like, at this time, maybe you should just stop going out after the girl that you want all the time and just, like, try to stick with the woman that you need. Like, mm-hmm. And she's doing all of the vital things, but then there's these, like, few superficial things that are not really in pocket. Those could be worked on. So, like, don't just go jump out the window to go smash the big booty chick who can't, like, read properly just because your girl ain't got no butt, but she hold it down everywhere else. Because what if she get pregnant?
Little booty matters.
How's she going to teach her kids how to read? This is serious. Very serious about
cat daddy.
Education.
What do you feel? Well,
after a certain age, like, your standards just go lower and lower.
Wow! That's horrible. That's
so bad. Like, what? Like,
yo.
Oh, my God. Don't die. Don't die, Antoine.
That's so bad. Oh, shit.
Hopefully, my homeboy's not listening right now. He's like,
no, I'm not talking about him, baby. No, not about you. Like, yeah, I'm just saying, like, before, like, when I was younger, I was dating, like, athletes and, like, tall guys and stuff like that. As soon as I got older, I'm like, all right, the athletes are not working out. They keep dogging me out. Let's go to a guy that's in middle school, or, like, a little shorter, 5'11", like, 5'7". Let's talk.
Yeah, somebody actually have a good conversation.
Yeah, like,
I'm not talking about I gotta go to. Gotta go to practice right now.
I hit you back, man. I'm done. Now they're done. Yo, I'm playing 2K right now. I can't talk. When are we gonna talk then? Like, when?
Nah, but 2K was very important. At a certain part of my life, 2K was very important.
2K takes over men's time massively. Like,
cause it's so fun.
No, it's not. That's what you gotta do. When they playing 2K, right? Just make sure this nigga got all his snacks, right? And when the game is over, you just walk through in some sexy shit. I'm tell you later. I can say this on the air.
No, yeah, it's playing, a way. If you're playing 2K while I'm with you, I'm slamming the remote.
Nah, let him play his 2K. Slamming
the remote. I'm slamming the remote.
Let him play his 2K.
Luca, play with me.
Cat is so dangerous. I don't even understand.
Once I leave, you play 2K all you want. I'm there. I want all the attention.
You play your 2K, I'm going to read my book.
Word. That sounds right. It's a little 2K.
Yeah. But I'm having his fun right now.
Compromise, yo. What happened to the compromise?
Oh, like, compromise. The ride to Queens. That's enough compromise. It's an hour and 45 minutes. You are playing 2K. Once I get there, my attention is mine.
Oh, so this really happened? This isn't a hypothetical?
No, I'm just saying.
Because she said the ride's
enough. Nah, sometimes I want to play 2K. I like playing 2K. I'm actually kind of good.
I don't know anything about...
Okay.
I don't know anything about video games, so I do what I can.
Yeah.
I just shut up sometimes. Just be quiet.
Me and my shorty play Nintendo.
See, I like Nintendo.
I could play Nintendo. Yeah, I could play Sega.
You play Nintendo.
Like. I like the Mario. I like Street Fighter and all that stuff.
Yeah, the old school joints. Yeah, I'm good with that.
Get him the old school joints. That way he starts playing 2K.
Alright.
Finesse money, got finesse.
Word.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a lack of quality individuals. I just think that a lot of people are just fucking liars.
Yeah, a lot of people are lying.
You know what I'm saying? Because when I meet people and I'm talking, this is like me. Well, this is as most of me as the people who listen is going to get until they actually get to know me. But I'm always 100% naive. I'm always myself. And sometimes people really don't know how to take that. They so used to all the fake shit that they really don't know if I'm being 100 or if I'm like meeting my representative.
And they call you things like inappropriate.
Yeah.
I get called inappropriate all the time.
Right. They don't even call me. Really? They just look at me like Naima. Yeah, I get that look like Naima. Don't. I get that look a lot.
Yeah, when I go out, my shorty be looking at me. She's like, "You're doing it again." I'm just like, "Yo, but I'm bored. These people are boring, so I'm just about to say some shit."
Right.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't know. I think people are, not everybody, but a lot of people are liars. I think people are more afraid to be exactly who they are because they don't know who's going to accept them.
Yeah.
I think that's always the issue with just, you know, people in general who's not 100% comfortable in who they are, you know, and I think that we'll never be 100% comfortable at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the day, you might have something that we just don't like, but no one is okay with who they are in general, overall, as a person.
And if
they
don't,
yeah, and if they're not okay with it, they're going to think the other person isn't okay with it either, so they're gonna try to conform into what they think that person wants and what they want to be and say the right things and do the right things. And
such a chore.
It is.
It's just like, yo, be yourself, and if people don't fuck with you, then
they
y'all shouldn't have been friends in the same place. And
like, it's not that difficult.
Like, it's not. Like, it's just like, just keep it real with yourself. And then find other weird ass people just like you and me. Y'all could all be friends.
When you start being yourself, yeah, like your friends start being less and less and less.
Yeah.
That's so easy.
Like, I enjoy coming to the studio not having like put real clothes on and do my makeup all the time. Yeah. That shit's lit to me. Lit. So that's why when I be like, wait, somebody come and take pictures, my nigga, I just wore makeup for 3 days. Like, yeah. I don't want to wear makeup today. That's how
your makeup
feeling.
Is so crazy to me.
Like I don't want to do it.
I love it.
It's just like, it's just a, it's so like, girls just go in the mirror and y'all just do like the flyest shit and then y'all just come out boom and I'm like, wow. This is insane. This is like, it's just like, wow, like y'all really just went, like, I try to understand, like, I don't know, foundation, all this wild stuff. I'm just like, yo, you really just hooked it up, like.
Shout amazing out.
Yeah, it's dope.
It's amazing.
It's dope.
But yeah, I enjoy when people get to see exactly who I am, 100%, without the makeup, without all the clothes on, without the fucking weave and the wigs. Like, this is Naima. This is who I am. You fuck with her, you don't.
And guys like that shit, you know what I'm saying? They like how women are. Like, if you really are into the woman, you like her, like how she is. Yeah. Like mad normal. Like, you'll think her stretch marks are cute.
Yeah, only real niggas marks. Like shorties with stretch marks and cellulite and all that.
Into that. I like it. You know what I'm saying?
So how do you think we can bridge the gap between the disconnect between men and women? Hashtag, I don't think you can ever do that, but...
I think you can.
You can? How?
I think if people would
read more,
engage, read more, yes, but also like communicate more, communicate better, listen right. fully to what the person's saying to you, and not just like listen so you can rebuttal. Like, mm-hmm. don't bring that outside shit into your relationship or mm-hmm. things like that. It's just like, just set your rules, set your standards, and just have it reflect the two of you instead of everything you are, like, outside of the world. And, like, you, if I'm in a relationship with you, I'm in a relationship with you. I'm not in a relationship with women. So mm-hmm. I'm not just going to be like, all women are you, and this is how I'm going to deal with you. Because I feel like that's crazy. That's so much pressure, and it's like so much unnecessary drama. I just think people just need to take more time with each other, understand why you are the way you are, and maybe not get in a relationship until you figure yourself out.
Right. I always say that. Yeah, you got to figure out who you are in general.
That's true.
All right. And I always tell people, don't. Yo, if you lonely, my guy, if you feeling really lonely and really sad, don't talk to me. I don't want to deal with a person who feels really lonely and alone. I can't deal with that, because then it's like I have to like make you not feel that way. It's just a it's like a confidence thing that you that they dealing with that they probably didn't all the way. Because
they're looking for you to complete them. Figure out.
Yeah, I can't ever complete you. You gotta be your own person. You gotta be whole on your own, and then I can add to that. Word. You know what I'm saying? I could add to that, but. If you are feeling lonely and shit, like, stay away from me. I don't have time.
Right, I'm not that
get a
one,
dog.
I'm not that one plus one equal one person. Like, yeah, I'm just like, yeah, I'm me, just, you're you, we're together, let's just be lit. Fly. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Let's not get all this, oh, you, I can't breathe without you. You complete me. Like, all that wild shit, you say that shit to me, it's over.
You start getting nervous, right?
Yeah, because I'm like, what is wrong with you? Because I'm good on me. Like, I don't understand. Like, why do I complete you? You need to complete you.
Right.
What the hell is wrong with you?
And nice. Since, you know, like you said, we're 30 and we're over, a lot at this age, a lot of people feel like they need to be with somebody, or they want to be with somebody, and they have to be with somebody, or they that lonely shit again. Like, my nigga, go stand in the corner and figure it out.
I don't like when people put pressure because you're a certain age.
Yeah, that's
people,
that's
people
why.
Put pressure on themselves too. They feel like they're a certain age and they're not in a substantial kind of relationship,
which is weird to do that to yourself,
because you it's, I still feel like when you start thinking like that, it's still something about yourself you haven't figured out yet. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're not okay with being alone, if you're not okay with a little bit of loneliness, then it's like, mm-hmm. there's something going on there.
Because there's a difference. Like, there's a difference between being alone
and feeling
and
lonely.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I love being by myself. It's amazing. I never feel lonely when it's just me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, when you get those people who just can't be by themselves, it's like, what's lacking in you that
can't do shit by themselves?
Yeah, just be by yourself and just figure it out. What the hell is wrong? I don't know. I just want people to just like have some self-esteem. 2017, let's build self-esteem.
I'm working on it. Fuck out of here, I'm lit and I'm dumb pretty. Like,
that's what
know.
I'm saying. She ready. She's ready.
Oh my God,
you gotta always remind yourself you popping.
Right. Always. You gotta convince, even if you don't believe it, convince yourself that she.
Absolutely. That's and if you all wilding out and you not popping, and maybe your shit is not really all together, or you smell bad, just acknowledge it.
The globe is
and
coming.
Then, and then just be like, all right, I need to make adjustments. Because my shit is not ready.
There's always room for growth.
Yes. Absolutely.
Growth is key.
Absolutely. You know?
All right. I enjoyed having you guys here. It was fun.
It was a great time.
It was so much fun.
You know, we spoke about finger popping. We spoke
about
you spoke about
you
it.
Spoke about
I was the only one?
Yes.
Your I was boy, the only one
Steven didn't
about
even co-sign it. Steven didn't even co-sign.
So y'all telling me it wasn't important? My life was finger popping was lit. Like, it was.
I didn't. I never had
I think
nobody
he brought it back up and get on.
You know, it's like fingers are gross. They're gross.
Even when you was in junior
like,
high,
so
school.
So it's like you no, gotta make sure
it was
clean.
Finger popping. Finger popping. High school. No,
I mean, guys. Not me. You know, guys experiment way earlier than females.
Oh, absolutely.
I wasn't one of those girls who was like, hey, yeah, I want you to try it on me. That wasn't.
It was like a little one finger. It's like tongue kissing.
Wait, you didn't see the head gesture?
I did. Poof. I saw it. Just I a little saw poof. It. The one time I interned out here to record, you here. And bring you back.
Hey, you know, I'm just saying. I just want to just preserve all the,
you know, the simple pleasures in life.
Tongue kissing, finger popping. These things are still good. Right?
Yes, it is.
Everybody just want to have sex. Just get your dick wet. It's just you disregarding all the other dope shit going on in the world.
I love the kissing and the cuddling and the booty rubs. I love having my butt rubs. I love all
cuddling
that stuff.
Cuddling is nice. It's nice.
Yeah. Sometimes it gets too high in the middle of the night. Like, yo, get off of me.
Absolutely.
I get high easily.
But I'm a crazy sleeper. I just be all over the bed.
Like spread out.
Yeah.
I was asleep one night.
My boyfriend be like, babe, move over.
He went and put his hand on my back. I was like, I'm hot. And he moved his hand.
That's all it takes?
I'm hot. Just move your hand back.
Yo, you know I'm rough like that too sometimes, and I gotta remember, like, my shorty's mad, like, tiny and nice.
Yeah,
and sometimes I talk too rough. Like, I'll say some shit like, yo, I'm hot. And then she'll just be like, oh, okay.
Right. Yes, I have that problem. So I'm like, no, I didn't mean it bad, but I'm just hot. Like,
no. I say sorry all the time. Because I'm Jamaican, so.
Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
But yes, thank you, Mr. Antoine Bennett, the amazing photographer. He took some pictures of me.
I did.
He did. I appreciate it so very much.
You know what I'm saying?
And we have my girl Kat here. She came through. Thank you so much, baby. I know, right? Finally. We're going to have you back, too. I'm thinking of some other stuff. And then, of course, you know, my best friend, Steven, he's here.
As always.
Oh, of course. And again. You got to love him, man. You got to love him.
Of course. No reason
Steven
not to.
Is so funny. He said, as always.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am Naima Simone, and this has been Sophisticated Ignorance. Don't forget to like, comment, share, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend. Have a blessed week. Be safe. We love you. Until next time. Yeah.